three, two, one. This is the Reverend who fucks up the timing all the time. And the show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight, the theme is Charles Manson and his influence on U.S. policy. Broadcasting with Pilot from Philadelphia Independent Media Center. And if he's still around, Marlon, the great engineer, and the dancing crew of Father Oblivion, and the other performers of the theater show entitled The Broken Hipsters. Gonna start off with some material from Os Rotten from The Rotten Agenda. We're gonna play The Rotten Agenda and Modern Day Witch Hunt. Here is Os Rotten.
I'm James Kennedy. Do you believe that I'm just a harmless man? I must warn you, you may be shocked at what you're about to hear. Did you know the Bible is just a cover for the real agenda? I need your money. I'm teaching perversity that's endangering the very lives of our children. I'm targeting America's youth. The younger a child can be introduced to me and the Bible, the better. The incredible tragedy of the Bible is that it's the final tool with which to dismantle all gay and lesbian groups. I don't want you to know that if you or someone you know is caught in the web of Jesus Christ, there is hope through the truth. That's why I'm absolutely committed to continuing to tell you myths and misinformation.
I'm just a hypocritical fascist. Yes, I am. Totally brainwashed by the Bible. I admit it all.
play, dickhead.
Corner. Lord, we're going to play a song for your chosen people, the children of Charlie, the inheritors of the principles set forth by the Manson family, and the people most influenced by it. Lord, we send this song out to Oliver North, the Reagan regime, the purveyors of the Contra Wars, the people in the Bush regime and the American Christian Taliban, the Army of God anti-abortion terrorist group, Pat Robertson, who went to Honduras to bless the Contras, the people who did Helter Skelter 175,000 times grander scale. We send this to the children of Charlie in the pillars of church and state in America. This is Spirit of Suicide doing the rise and fall of Bethlehem.
The truth is in your ghettos, your jail. The truth is in your ghettos, your jail.
We're extremely dangerous.
The truth is in your ghettos. Your jail.
We're extremely dangerous.
In your ghettos.
I'm going to be very much what I am. I shall go back. I shall go back. I shall go back. I shall go back in the principle. I shall go back. I shall go back. I shall go back in the principle. I shall go back.
Stop. We'll be right back.
We need to discuss politics.
Position as manager now at Newcastle, Bill.
Ever been told off? What a diabolical question you are. You can put that on the radio as well. What a disgrace question.
Put that out. Hey? I just had to ask you that.
You
with the
You heard My War by Black Flag. Before that, you heard Creepy Crawling by Chumbawamba. Cranberries did Zombie. Spirit of Suicide did The Rise and Fall of Bethlehem. Misfits did 20 Eyes and I Turned Into a Martian. And started off with two tracks from Os Rotten, The Rotten Agenda and Modern Day Witch Hunt. This is Reverend Bookburner Show. It's called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org, 9 to 11 p.m. East Coast Time, USA, as well as relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and oh so appropriately repeat broadcasted Sunday morning when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. And relay broadcast live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend Is In, we will have an annual holiday tradition. We are going to celebrate Memorial Day, a celebration of memories, and that will be next Sunday night, the Memorial Day special. Don't know if there's a live guest yet or not, but future themes include pubic property, and I'm looking for other people's input to that. We're going to talk about religious programming, gender role programming, sexual guilt, sexual sex negativism from the left and the right, liberals and conservatives, free thinkers and believers, etc., etc. So, pubic property, we're going to deprogram and can decondition and equip you to deprogram and decondition others. That's on the Pubic Property Show. Future themes also include 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. Recovery for propagandists, and that's a response to the higher power delusional recovery systems. And we're going to have a manifesto and possibly a live guest from a new political organization called Pussy Eaters for a Bush-Free America. And we'll have their statement and their manifesto and hopefully a representative from that. And that'll be fun. And speaking of faith-based, we're going to talk about a faith-based organization called the Manson Family, although I don't know if they're going to get a Bush-related faith-based social services grant. But they're certainly eligible under the criteria set forth by the Bush, the George W. Numbnuts Bush, Taliban wannabe, Bush regime's church and state blending, let's divert social services spending to faith-based organizations. And Daddy Santa, higher angel hallucinating power organizations. So, Bush, don't forget to give the Manson family a faith-based grant, along with the anti-abortion fake clinics and the people who already are getting these faith-based grants. We're going to talk about Manson and how he's actually a product of the Bush regime type of values, as opposed to being a representative of the counterculture, and also the propagandistic purposes of always reviving that ancient story, and what's behind all this. Remember this boogeyman from decades ago, and let's not focus on the war criminals and the people who've done torture slayings on a scale that is inconceivable to people who are glued to Friends and Raymond and other stuff. On rose-colored glasses, Disney World, television land, insulate from reality, culture. We're going to have all kinds of fun with this. And deal with the propagandistic bullshit behind the Manson propaganda. Yes, I used the word culture very loosely. And let's see. Oh, I forgot another future theme. We're going to have in August coverage and entertaining the troops outside the Republican convention in New York City this August with special correspondent Pie Man from PieMan.org. We're waiting on reports on the Masturbate-a-thon from the Dark Lady, the Reverend's great friend in Portland, who is doing a fundraiser for great causes, reproductive rights groups, AIDS services organizations in Portland, and sex positive advocacy groups also in Portland. It's a Masturbate-a-thon. You can check them out online at masturbateathon.org with a hyphen between each of those words, or at her own website, darklady.com. And remember, May is National Masturbation Month, and here with me is one of the people who is fully practicing that, and that is Father Oblivion, who is making it a all-year-round practice, but he's been especially celebrating this month, also his birthday month. Happy belated birthday, Father Oblivion, chief masturbator of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center. And that's okay. And we're glad you're with us, and we're glad you finally got a grip. All right, and with Pilot from Philly IMC, and also a star of the Broken Hipsters Theater Group, worth checking out when they go to New York, New York City people. So all of this is to come today. We're going to talk about the new Michael Moore movie, Life of Brian, The Day After Tomorrow, other great stuff, National Masturbation Month, Dr. Susie's show, and we're going to deal with the Manson issue. We'll have Asshole of the Week and a lot of killer, killer tunes. So, stay here. We are burning the fuck alive in this hot studio, but it is worth it to get this stuff out to you. This record is another great punk record. It doesn't tell you which side is what, so it might not be the right side, but it's by Sonic Youth with special guest Lydia Lunch, entitled Death Valley 69. So, I'll know when it starts. Play the right side. If you send me your recordings and you do not label it, at least write a note to me telling me what's on what fucking side. Thank you very much. From the Reverend is in.
His influence on U.S. policy.
Thank you. forward march!
I'm Mayor Park from Westmont, New Jersey. When I'm not working on a special business districting project or having a heart attack while fucking my mistress, I listen to The Reverend Is In. And now I'm going to play my favorite song that my mistress sings to me by the Asylum Street Spankers called If You Love Me, You'll Sleep on the Wet Spot.
Darling, you say you love me, but there's so many things you could do to prove that love to me. Kiss me, and you hold me, bring me flowers all the time, but that's not enough to satisfy my needs. And if you
Now keep that baby just as quiet as a mouse. And get your booty in that kitchen and fry.
Down.
Okay, a song going out to the massacrists of civilians via cluster bombs, covert wars, contra wars, landmine wars in Angola, covert wars throughout Central America and Africa, and wars over oil and corporate profit. This goes out to the inheritors of the Manson legacy, the Reagan regime in the 80s and the Bush regime today, the descendants of the Manson family. This is entitled, We Are Family. Okay, a brand new release just came out, finally, after over a year of this being worked on. This is volume one of Rock Against Bush, and this was just received by the Reverend. It's on Fat Wreck Records. Fat WHECK, and they're at fatrec.com, also available from punkvoter.com, and I believe bandsagainstbush.org. But anyway, this is Rock Against Bush, Volume 1, and I believe it's at Wooden Shoe in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, and probably at Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, in this area. And this whole thing is great. It has Against Me, The Offspring, Anti-Flag, Rise Against, Ministry, Descendants, Soviets, Jello Biafra with DOA, RX Bandits, The Ataris, Pennywise, The Frisk, NoFX, Social Distortion, Less Than Jake with Billy Bragg. That ought to be interesting. And it is so hard to pick that I'm just going to play the first couple of tracks. So we'll hear Nothing to Do When You're Locked in a Vacancy, Moron, that must be about Bush, and War Brain, definitely about Bush. First, here is None More Black doing Nothing to Do When You're Locked in a Vacancy. We'll be right back. You heard the Alkaline Trio doing War Brain. Before that, Sum 41 did Moron. None More Black did Nothing to Do When You're Locked in the Vacancy. And before that, Sister Sledge did We Are Family. William Penn V did Swami. And that was from the Pebbles series that came out after the Great Nuggets collection of 60 songs. This was Pebbles Volume 3, The Acid Gallery. William Penn V did Swami. Asylum Street Spankers did If You Love Me, You'll Sleep on the Wet Spot. Professor X and Congo did War on Drugs and started off with Sonic Youth with Lydia Lunch doing Death Valley 69. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is Charles Manson and his influence on U.S. policy. And we did this theme before, in which we said Charles Manson and his influence on U.S. foreign policy, with a focus on the Central American wars, particularly those in the 80s, as well as the war in Angola and Africa, which was funded by tax dollars. And that's where it becomes a case of overt murder. And, hello, is this working? Where it became a case where they were murdered by people within their nation, but who were getting hundreds of millions of dollars, literally, of U.S. tax dollars, as well as military training and equipment, trained at places like the School of the Americas, the trains, death squads, and CIA types, and covert warfare operatives, and on and on. So we say that the Manson legacy has continued, but on so much grander a scale in foreign policy. But we dropped foreign policy in the title of tonight's theme because it is also a legacy that was left in U.S. domestic policy, in particular under the Bush regime, with its hostile to women's rights and reproductive health freedom, with his homophobia, with his racism, with his utter contempt for people outside of his own little circle of people, and for his value system that actually originated from his real family, and that was, of course, the American prison system, which raised him. So we're going to demyth a lot of bullshit behind the media presentations of the Manson family, and it's not a defense of him, it's not a condoning of what they did, it is not in any way to even for a second be construed as saying that anything to do with him was okay. It is simply to take away from the purposes of the media propaganda presentations of it, in particular of Manson being some kind of representative, or even more laughable, leader of the counterculture of the 60s, which is implied in all media presentations of him, especially that made-for-TV special that was on during last week's Foreplay to the Masturbate-a-thon Part 2 show. And we're also going to demyth some of the bullshit that is said about that particular case. And we're also going to discuss some of the implications of the legal precedent of his trial. So first, let's review some basics. It is similar to some of these Christian supremacist faith-based organizations. He was the higher power to his particular cult, and they were isolated and not supported by the counterculture, despite the fact that the TV movie and other movies have a zillion hippie-looking types of people wearing Free Charlie t-shirts. That was not reality at all. They were isolated, and there were very few people, except people who were into collecting morbid stuff. I don't know where you could find anybody like that around here. But people who collect interesting and odd and unusual stuff. And a pocket of supporters here and there. But in the counterculture, there was practically none. And we're going to talk about the real 60s in a minute. But first, let's cover some realistic points about this case, which is, as much as they want to say that Manson is the counterculture and the rock and roll scene and on, the reality is he was and is them. First and foremost in his ideas is the Bible. More than a twisting of Beatles songs, more than anything else, and more than the world of the 60s that he came out of prison and was exposed to, he was Bible influenced. He was raised by the prison system, where he got his ideas about power relationships, control freaking, racism, male supremacy, white supremacy, Armageddon, all the shit he got from his real family. His value system came from the sickest components of American culture as manifested through the prison system. They had a 60s look, but they were not really the 60s, and that's the biggest reason that the film was total bullshit. And had he been starting out in the 80s instead of the 60s, it's obvious how he would have gotten his start. He would have been a TV evangelist on the Christian Broadcasting Network, and he would have been dressing up his rhetoric in the same way that they do, which is to use words like Christian love. And you veteran book burners out there know what Christian love really means. We know what their Christian love really is. It is obvious, but we'll say it anyway. Their Christian love is hatred, abuse, and violence. Always has been, always will be. So we acknowledge that the roots of the Manson family, that came from his real family, the American prison system, and mainstream American culture, because he is them. And we acknowledge the descendants and children of the Manson family, Oliver North, the people who had any role whatsoever in the Contra Wars, the Reagan regime of the 80s, the Bush regime today, the Army of God, and other anti-abortion terrorist groups, anti-abortion harassers, white power organizations, the Christian Broadcasting Network, the Angolan War and other African wars, the U.S. funding death squad mercenaries that do helter-skelter every night, that rape, torture, and murder civilians. The purpose of a covert war is to say that they would lose more people if they went on a straight war fighting other combatants. So what they do is they attack the economic infrastructure and societal infrastructure by intentionally attacking civilians, teachers, daycare centers, any kind of people who do any kind of public service, farm co-ops, literacy programs, even Red Cross and daycare centers. An intentional attacking of civilians in Angola that extended to the most extensive use of landmines in the world. And that's why that nation has a record high number of people who are limbless. And an attack on civilians cannot be referred to in any other name but what it is, and that is terrorism. That is what attacking civilians, non-combatants, is. So we acknowledge the ultimate terrorists the ultimate perpetrators of Helter Skelter. We acknowledge the war criminals of the Reagan and Bush regimes. And lastly, since they took the liberty of perpetrating yet more bullshit about the 60s, it's not enough to say that what they give you, presenting Manson as a leader of the 60s, or even presenting him as somebody who was supported by a significant number of people in the counterculture, which is also total bullshit. We want to tell you about the real 60s. Musically, that's easy enough to check out the MC5, Phil Oaks, Jefferson Airplane, for a time period the Beatles, for a time period the Stones, John and Yoko, a handful of others, and book-wise and activist-wise, as well as counterculture-wise, some of the better books include Woodstock Nation by Abby Hoffman, actually practically all of Abby's books, Paul Krasner's books, coming out to this day and available at Paul Krasner, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. Stu Albert's book, a book edited by him, rather, by Stu Albert and Judy Gumbo, called The 60s Papers. And a new Stu Albert book, entitled Who the Hell is Stu Albert? From Red Hen Press, redhen.org/Stu, S-T-E-W, StuAlbert.htm. And there's so many. And we'll go back to the real 60s on future shows. And what happens is, see, a counterculture doesn't have leaders. It was more of a free-for-all. And the problem with that is that any idiot and any asshole can come along, pluck out a tiny group of the weakest-minded people, who all became born-again Christians a couple years later anyway, because they're that suggestible, and program them. Well, the whole idea of self-liberation and thinking for yourself and deprogramming yourself is not to be controlled and not to be programmed by a control freak. So these people, kind of an antithesis of the 60s, were pulled out of the Haight-Ashbury, out of Greenwich Village, and the different scenes, and controlled by somebody who in reality was them, who had their value systems, their violence, their sociopathologies, and their hatred. And even though he was abused as a kid, and in the youth prisons, that is no excuse whatsoever, but it is an acknowledgement that he was them and bought in and was trained by them and bought into their value system. So if anything, he was the opposite of the 60s. In the countercultures, if you've ever been to an event like the Rainbow Gathering that still happens every summer, and you see all these people who are rainbow family types and deadheads and what have you running around, you'll notice that at least 75% of them are free-spirited, are free-thinking, are non-controlled and non-controlling. But then the total nutcases also come along, usually harmless, but controlling of their flock, Swami whoever, and Guru whoever, and a leader of a nature, what word do they use? It's one of those children's words. A spiritual leader. I am your spiritual leader. I am Swami Swachisapakantanda. An Eastern philosopher. Eastern, Western, it's all the same shit. And control is at the core of it. And So even within the Rainbow Gatherers, you can see that a small handful will gravitate towards that kind of bullshit, but the majority and the true essence of these kinds of events are people who are heading more in a direction of self-liberation, of being deprogrammed, of being free of human compassion, and when we're lucky, also moving in a direction of social justice and a more humanitarian world. Interestingly, the trial of the Manson family set a very interesting precedent, and legally they made a decision that said, if you are the leader, if you are behind the murder of civilians, then you are equally guilty. And that's cool, and that was appropriate, but it was also precedent setting and set a principle. Therefore, since they did appropriately tie Manson in with the murders and convict him accordingly, the precedent they set was that the leaders of the murderers of civilians are equally guilty and deserving of prison sentences. And actually, if you go by the precedent of the Manson trial, warranting the death penalty, since that's what they got before California abolished the death penalty in 1972, before resurrecting it. So, since it is now established that it is appropriate to implement the death penalty for being the leader of the murderers, that means that no death penalty case is justified, and even if it was for no other reason, and there's a number of reasons, including the economic and racist components of the judicial system and the numerous and endless flaws in the judicial system, but even for this reason alone, no death penalty sentence is justified until death row is occupied by Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. and Jr., Oliver North, every person with even a minor role in the Contra and Angolan wars, everybody connected to both Gulf Wars, including the current one, and every war criminal who is responsible for the massacre of civilians, especially in a war that, like Manson's Helter Skelter vision, was based on deliberate, known lies, bullshit, business interests, oil company desires, and lies for the massacre of civilians. Therefore, by the law's precedence, there is no compelling case for a capital punishment sentence under American law than by the perpetrators of these acts. And let's not stop there. Let's also do a glamorous show trial to say, wow, see what greed and capitalism did to these heads? Instead of just framing it on the counterculture like they did to the Manson case, let's say, okay, look what greed produces. Look what power lust produces. The Bush family, the Bush crime family, three generations of war criminals and murderers. And let's not stop there. Let's do in the media exactly what we did during the Manson trial. Let's go over the names of every person, even if it takes a month, every single name of the thousands and the details, the pregnant ones, the ones who were raped before they were tortured, before they were murdered, at the hands of people who were not simply deluded sociopaths like Manson, but knew what they were doing and why they were doing it. The precedent of the Manson case says that that is the appropriate course of action. Manson would be proud to know that policies hostile to women and friendly to the policies of the Taliban are increasingly popular during the Bush regime as representatives of the American Christian Taliban, the ban on late-term abortions, the proposed bans on gay marriages, the increased censorship, the increased racism, the increased blending of church and state, using the Bible as a book to replace science, research, and education, and of course, the faith-based initiative funding. So Charlie, may you and the Taliban take comfort in knowing that you have a tremendously powerful influence on the current leaders of church and state. Getting talked out, but going to talk about a couple of quick things and then get back to some more music before I run out of time. Media buffoons of the week in this area. The Philadelphia Daily News, who trashed recently executed by the Iraqi guerrillas, Berg, trashing his father. Here's a family in mourning, and who had a perspective on it. He appropriately, and with a realistic analysis, talked about Bush's war crimes and the occupation, and how that had an impact on the death of his son. The Daily News in this area trashes Berg's father on the front page and then writes a page 3 editorial in the news section bashing the victim's father. Total assholes and media buffoons of the week are the Philadelphia Daily News. Still not quite as bad as the Philadelphia Inquirer, but working diligently and with a determination to make themselves as fucked up. Good news for Michael Moore. His brand new film about Bush and his war crimes and the cover-ups of September 11th, entitled Fahrenheit 9/11, has just slayed at France's Cannes Award, and that's this weekend, actually, at the Cannes Award, and I wrote it somewhere. This award was given to him for Fahrenheit 9/11, and it was the first time this award was issued in since 1956, this prestigious award. And before people say, oh, well, it's France and they were against the war, first of all, on that committee that votes in Cannes, there's like one French person, and there's four Americans on the voting thing. So if you hear some blowhard like Rush Limbaugh or Dr. Laura saying, oh, it's those fucking peace-loving French, you can tell them bullshit. It was actually one French person. The Cannes Awards are in France, but it's international. Congratulations, Michael Moore, whose film Fahrenheit 9/11 won the top award at Cannes. And despite the fact that the film has been blocked by the owners of the Miramax production company, the assholes who run Disney Corporation, his film has still gotten international recognition and is highly recommended. And you can check that out at michaelmoore.com. Michael, M-O-O-R-E, michaelmoore.com. All right, some quickie websites to check out while we play more music. fuckclearchannel.com and support for medical marijuana exile Stephen Cubby, who will certainly die trying to survive his rare form of adrenal cancer if he is in this sick and barbaric American prison system. If he is forced back from Canada, a case he is still fighting, please support him. Do whatever they ask you to do at Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y, Cubby.com. A great person, great family, and important case to support. Jelly Biafra's spoken word music, spoken word releases and music releases and all kinds of great benefit recordings and compilations at AlternativeTentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. Emergency contraception information, otherwise known as ECP, and the abortion pill RU486. Information can be obtained and spread to others in this increasingly information-restrictive, weird-ass American Christian Taliban-dominated culture. From abortion access, one word, abortionaccess.org. A funny site, CrimeThink, Crime, T-H-I-N-C, one word, crimethink.com. And, of course, darklady.com and masturbatathon.org to celebrate National Masturbation Month. We'll come back and talk about Dr. Susie. And, do all the closing stuff and do the credits. And oh, I wanted to tell you where the sacred sex toys are, which are at Divine Interventions, divine-interventions.com, where you can get the Jesus Jackhammer dildo and the baby Jesus butt plug. And it's very real. It's not a joke. And it's quite hilarious. Okay, that'll give you some stuff to look at. Let's see. Happy birthday, Lila Walla. Happy wedding to Jenny M. And future wedding to Cindy from wildflowerdesire.com. Possible future bride on this show. And a possible future baptism on this show. And I hope that happens. Okay, computer fucked up, so, but gonna try to work this thing anyway. We're gonna go back in time to the late 60s. I believe this was also 1969. This is Arlo Guthrie with his long spoken introduction to the paws of Mr. Claus about other helter-skelter types in the FBI.
This next song we're going to dedicate to a great American organization. Tonight, I'd like to dedicate this to our boys in the FBI. Well, so wait a minute. It's hard to be an FBI man. I mean, first of all, to be an FBI man, you have to be over 40 years old. And the reason is that it takes at least 25 years with the organization to be that much of a bastard. Well, it's true, you just can't join. You know, kind of. It needs an atmosphere where your natural bastardness can grow and develop and take a meaningful shape in today's complex society. But that's not why I want to dedicate the song to the FBI. I mean, the job that they have to do is a drag. I mean, they have to follow people around. You know, that's part of their job. Follow me around. I'm out on the highway and I'm driving down the road. And I run out of gasoline. I pull over to the side of the road. They got to pull over too, make believe that they ran out. You know? I go to get some gasoline. They have to figure out whether they should stick with the car or follow me. Suppose I don't come back and they're staying with the car. Or if I fly on the airplanes. I could fly half fare because I'm 12 to 22. And they got to pay the full fare. But, well, no, but the thing is that when you pay the full fare, You have to get on the airplane first so that they know how many seats are left over for the half fare kids. Right? And sometimes there aren't any seats left over, and sometimes there are, but that doesn't mean that you have to go. Right? Well, suppose that he gets on and fills up the last seat so you can't get on, then he gets off, then you can get on. Right? Then what's he gonna do? Well, it's a drag for him. But that's not why I want to dedicate the song to the FBI. During these hard days and hard weeks, everybody always has it bad once in a while. You know, you have a bad time of it. And you always have a friend that says, "Hey, man, you ain't got it that bad. Look at that guy." And you look at that guy, and he's got it worse than you. And it makes you feel better that there's somebody that's got it worse than you. But think of the last guy. For one minute, think of the last guy. Nobody's got it worse than that guy. Nobody in the whole world. That guy, he's so alone in the world that he doesn't even have a street to lay in for a truck to run him over. He's out there with nothing. Nothing's happening for that cat. And all that he has to do to create a little excitement in his own life is to bum a dime from somewhere. Call up the FBI. Say, "FBI?" They say, "Yes." Say, "I dig Uncle Ho and Chairman Mao, and their friends are coming over for dinner." Hang up the phone. And within 2 minutes, and not 2 minutes from when he hangs up the phone, but 2 minutes from when he first put the dime in, they got 30,000 feet of tape rolling. Files on tape, pictures, movies, dramas, actions on tape. But then they send out 500,000 people all over the entire world, the globe, to find out all they can about this guy. Because there's a number of questions involved in this guy. I mean, if he was the last guy in the world, how'd he get a dime to call the FBI? There are plenty of people that aren't the last guys that can't get dimes. He comes along and he gets a dime. I mean, if he had to bum a dime to call the FBI, how was he going to serve dinner for all those people? How could the last guy make dinner for all those people? And if he could make dinner and was going to make dinner, then why did he call the FBI? They find out all of those questions within 2 minutes. And that's a great thing about America. I mean, this is the only country in the world. I mean, well, it's not the only country in the world that could find stuff out in 2 minutes. But it's the only country in the world that would take 2 minutes for that guy. Well, other countries would say, he's the last guy, screw him. You know? But in America, there is no discrimination. And there is no hypocrisy. Because they'll get anybody. And that's a wonderful thing about America. And that's why tonight, I'd like to dedicate it to every FBI man in the audience. I know, you can't say nothing, you know. You can't get up and say, "Hi," you know, because then everybody knows that you're an FBI man. That's a drag for you and your friends. They're not really your friends, are they? I mean, so you can't get up and say nothing, because otherwise you got to get sent back to the factory. And that's a drag for you, and it's an expense for the government. And that's a drag for you. We're going to sing you this Christmas carol. It's for all you bastards out there in the audience tonight. It's called "The Paws of Mr. Claus." Why do you sit there so strange? Is it because you are beautiful? You must think you are deranged. Why do police guide these guys? You must think Santa Claus weird. He has long hair and a beard. Give his presence for free. Why do police guys mess with peace guys? Let's get Santa Claus cars. Santa Claus has a red suit, he's a communist. And a beard and long hair, must be a pacifist. What's in the pipe that he's smoking? Mr. Claus sneaks in your house at night. He must be a dope fiend to put you up tight. Why do police guys beat on these guys?
Can kill a general in his bed. Overthrow dictators if they're red. Fucking amen.
CIA
man.
CIA.
Who can count a counter agents quick?
CIA.
Especially the ones themselves are fit. Fucking amen. Plan a riot in Vietnam. Who can have the troops restore the calm? Fucking amen.
CIA.
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 Who can buy a government so cheap?
CIA.
Who can the cabinet without a sweep?
CIA.
Fucking amen. That's so great.
CIA.
Who will be the 51st state? Fucking amen.
CIA.
CIA. Who has got the secret service?
CIA.
The one that makes the other service nervous. Fucking amen. Simply well-paid heroes. Fucking amen.
Fucking amen. CIA
man.
Fucking amen.
Who can take the sugar from the sack?
CIA.
Pour in LSD and put it back.
CIA.
Fucking amen.
CIA man.
CIA
man.
Who can squash republics like bananas? If they do not like the social manners, fucking amen.
CIA.
Who can train gorillas by the dozen? Send them out to kill their untrained guns. Fucking amen. Who's the agency well known to God? The one that copped his staff and copped his rod. Fuck amen.
CIA man.
CIA man.
CIA
man. CIA
man.
CIA
man. CIA man.
Okay, in acknowledgement to Charles Manson and his influence on U.S. policy, his influence on American Christian church leaders, his influence on the Bush regime, we're going to play you your role model, Pillars of Church and State. That's right, here is your father. Here is Charlie doing garbage dump.
Oh, garbage dump. Oh, garbage dump. Why you call a garbage dump? Oh, garbage dump, oh, garbage dump. Why are you called a garbage dump? You could feed the world with my garbage dump. You could feed the world with my garbage dump. You could feed the world with my garbage dump. That sums it up in one big lump. When you're living on the road and you think sometimes you're starving, get on off that trip, my friend. Just get them cans and start carving. Oh, garbage dump, my garbage dump. Why are you called my garbage dump? Garbage dump, my garbage dump. Why are you called my garbage dump?
There's a Market Basket and a AMP. I don't care if the box boys are standing me. I don't even care who wins the war. I'll be in them cans behind my favorite store. Garbage dump, oh, garbage dump. Why are you called a garbage dump? Garbage dump, oh, garbage dump. That sums it up in one big lump. I claim all these garbage dumps in the name of the garbage pickers.
In the 1990s, it increased further. The military aid and training is going to go up again because it hasn't been yet successful, hasn't been completely successful. In the 1990s, Colombia moved to first rank among the terrorist states of Latin America. There were two reasons for that. One is that its own atrocities against its own population were, in fact, increasing. But the other reason is kind of like Turkey. The terrorist activities in the other countries had more or less succeeded, and therefore they were able to decline. In the 1980s, a couple hundred thousand people were massacred in Central America. There were probably millions of refugees and vast destruction, huge atrocities, all organized and directed and armed and by the United States, and it more or less worked. So the place is now quieter, kind of like southeastern Turkey, although there's a residue. The Jesuits in El Salvador, the surviving ones, many of them were murdered, but the ones who survived had a conference a couple of years ago in which they described what they reviewed the situation of the last 10 or 20 years of atrocities, and this report pointed out that what remains is what they call the culture of terror, in which people's aspirations are domesticated with regard to alternatives different from those of the powerful. In other words, you lose hope. You know, you get murdered and tortured and beaten enough, you essentially give up, and your aspirations are domesticated. Here that's called peace, democracy, human rights, demonstration of our nobility, and so on and so forth. In Colombia, we haven't reached that happy stage yet, so it's necessary to move on with the punishment, to escalate the punishment until we can succeed in achieving a culture of terror in which aspirations are domesticated. Nobody should have any problems thinking of domestic analogs right here, incidentally.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play a song by Life in a second, but we're about to lose the AN listeners. Going to go a little overtime on the other outlets. So we'll do the credits. When we do overtime, we'll cover Dr. Susan Black, the Coffee Goddesses, and Asshole of the Week. Reverend, thanks for following for assistance, information, or just plain information, just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's Charles Manson and his influence on U.S. policy show. Thank you, Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Father Oblivion, and Pilot from Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Ed Gold from Canada, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Lady Simone, past bride this past March on the show, Cindy Wildflower from WildflowerDesire.com, future bride on the show, Everlasting God, Stopper, Lobo Red, Tina Italiano, Tamika, Sister Anne, and other supportive people in the Reverend's professional life. Mephistopheles, Lady Drusilla, Malik, Shelley, Jersey Red, Leanne and Tim, Elizabeth, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Zvi and spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard in the UK, Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian and Lebanese Bookburners, Eleni, Hallie, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, the Coffee Goddesses, Dark Lady and her new honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, Pro Choice League from ProChoiceLeague.com, all clinic defenders, Jennifer Hunter from JenniferHunterConsulting.com, possible future live guests, The Aside, the Washington outlets that air the show, Dallas Blanchard, and everyone from Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Book burners everywhere to everybody who is celebrating National Masturbation Month, and most of all to the people who are exposing the propagandistic and hysteria and bullshit from not only the corporate media but the corporate entertainment industries. Alright, let's play some more stuff. This is from the Peace Not War compilation, peace-not-war.org. This is Life doing a song for the great butt buddies, Bush and Blair.
Watch out for the pagans and the heathens, the Babylonians and the demons, politicians who deceiving, Freemasons and the New World Order, yo. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity, that's why they're starting wars everywhere. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity, that's why they're starting wars everywhere. Start with that Bush bitch, I strangled and choked him, shoot him and smoke him. The only reason he's in power is because he cheated blatant in the voting. The whole thing was scandalous because that Bush bitch got away with it. And now the rest of the world is going to pay for it. Causing more deaths and destruction, unrest and the poor, more hunger. Him and his puppet Blair don't care to bumper. The little warmongers supporting 666 numbers in their equations, spreading propaganda for the nation. Bush and Blair are really losing from Satan. Fuck the members of parliament, Pentagon and White Houses, prime ministers, presidents, dealing with allegations that have no evidence. They see with an ism, schism, vision, claiming to wipe out terrorism. They're really terrified of Muslims, they're trying to wipe out their religion. How come Bin Laden's not dead? I'm in prison, I don't understand. Two of the world's most powerful allies can't even catch one man. Now they're making the same excuses to go and attack Saddam. Look at the drop bombs on Iraq like they did in Afghanistan. But can you tell me what war really achieves? Apart from innocent death, soldiers dying in army fatigues, as young as 16, leaving people maimed and disabled. What is two wingless demonic angels, full strings and cables, what they drink and sit round tables. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity, that's why they're starting wars everywhere. Listen, Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity, that's why they're starting wars everywhere. Blair's a puppet, a few leagues below Fraggles and Muppets, always trying to chuck it. If Bush got his dick out, Blair will suck it. Can't wait till he kicks the bucket, but he's only gonna be replaced by another little fuckwit. Only interested in war and budgets, but what goes around comes around. It is miscarriage of justice. Maybe that's why Blair's wife miscarried a child, and she lost it. You might say that's so cold that it's rusted, but I tell you something. What about the thousands of kids caught up in war dying for nothing? And somewhere in the world today, another child dies of starvation, while Tony and Sherry sip champagne planning the next campaign. Blair's and mine is not the same aim. I don't understand him fully. The country's prime minister scared of a presidential bully who says shit like, if you're not with me, you must be against me. Makes emotional speeches that are really shallow, hollow and empty. The hunger, these bloodthirsty warmongers, never ceases to amaze. It's getting deep in these days of politicians' cheap little ways. Petty brains until you've been laughing and Saddam Hussein a craze. Why do you believe them little heathens? Just leave.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.